This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Now, 60 minutes of nonstop talk on the Rich Cioli podcast.
So I just told you how they proved yesterday that, yes, the Trump campaign was in fact spied on. Yet the lesser Cuomo wants you to believe zero spying happened, period. That's what you have to believe, all right? The Democrats are getting ready to send formal articles of impeachment to the full House of Representatives. Democrats are making a huge, huge political mistake. And don't you worry about it, though. They're going to pay the price. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. The Cioli Show on Twitter at Rich Cioli and Facebook.com/Cioli Show. Some amazing audio yesterday that took place. This is just so much that happened. And, you know, let's start with the idiot Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut. This guy is one of the dumbest senators in the Senate. And he's there with the inspector general. He's trying to get the inspector general to admit that FISA produced useful info, right? And instead of being smart enough to realize the inspector general's not going to confirm that the FISA courts gave useful info, he keeps pushing and pushing. And he's so dumb, he can't figure out that he's only hurting his own argument as he keeps going down this road. Cut six.
At this point, from my standpoint, people can have that viewpoint, but that wasn't our conclusion.
And just one last question. Those FISA warrants, they were renewed a number of times, correct?
Three times.
Based on your experience and maybe your report, there's a reason why warrants are renewed. They're renewed because they are producing useful information, correct?
Or they should be producing useful information.
They should be.
That's how I'll phrase it.
And your review of those warrants would indicate that they were producing useful information, correct?
Not sure that's entirely correct, and I don't know how much I can say about that in this setting.
Well, they were producing information.
They were producing information. I'm not sure how I would characterize whether they were helpful or not.
No, you dope. They weren't producing useful information. That's what he's trying to politely say to you. Information, sure. We found out what they had for lunch. We found out where they like to go on the weekends. It did not produce useful information to help with their investigation because there was no information to produce. You giant dope. Why can't you figure that out? Why can't you figure out that he's trying to tell you to stop asking him the same question over and over again? But that's because he's not very bright. That's the problem. And yeah. Now, as you look at this now and you go through all this, understand that a lot of what has been said about spying and surveillance and all the other stuff really came to light yesterday. And this whole idea of the briefings being different and all this other stuff, there was an exchange between Ted Cruz and the inspector general about an email that was altered. It's the kind of stuff that should throw people in prison. Now, the good news is that this has been referred to for criminal prosecution. It's been sent to John Durham for his investigation. That's the good news. The bad news is our government thought it was okay to absolutely fabricate information, alter an email, and then use that as the basis to get a warrant to spy on an innocent American citizen. Exactly the kind of George Orwellian nightmare we all thought could never happen here, but it literally did. Take a listen.
Let me read on page 256 of the OIG report, the final paragraph. Consistent with the Inspector General Act of 1978 and following OIG's discovery that the OGC attorney had altered the email that he sent to the supervising agent, who thereafter relied on it to swear out the final FISA application. So the men and women at home need to know what's happening. A lawyer at the FBI creates fraudulent evidence, alters an email, that is in turn used as the basis for a sworn statement to the court that the court relies on. Am I stating that accurately?
That's correct. That is what occurred.
Now, you have worked in law enforcement a long time. Is the pattern of a Department of Justice employee altering evidence and submitting fraudulent evidence that ultimately gets submitted to a court, is that commonplace? Is that typical?
I have not seen an alteration of an email end up impacting a court document like this.
In any ordinary circumstance, if a private citizen did this, fabricated evidence, and by the way, what he inserted was not just slightly wrong, it was 180 degrees opposite what the evidence said. So the intelligence agency said this guy is a source, and he inserted this guy is not a source. If a private citizen did that in any law enforcement investigation, if they fabricated evidence and reversed what it said, in your experience, would that private citizen be prosecuted for fabricating evidence, be prosecuted for obstruction of justice, be prosecuted for perjury?
They certainly would be considered for that if there was an intentional effort to deceive the court. On this one, I'm going to defer because, as we noted here in the sentence you indicated, we referred that over to the Attorney General and the FBI Director for handling.
Third.
So it's going over to for criminal potential criminal prosecution. Imagine if you did that, Bo. Imagine if that was a criminal trial and they found out that the prosecutor did exactly what they just did. I mean, a judge would throw the whole case out. You'd hope to God, right? But the one thing that is clear is that there absolutely was spying. And Lindsey Graham did a great job yesterday as he pointed out to everybody that, you know what, the Trump campaign was absolutely spied on. And illegal surveillance took place. Illegal surveillance. And the question, of course, is illegal surveillance absolutely spying, right? That's the question. Whether FISA surveillance, if there's a legal foundation, and if there isn't a legal foundation, then what does that mean? Cut 4C.
Okay, so let's play this out. They never told Trump about the concerns. Is it fair to say there came a point to where surveilling Carter Page became unlawful?
I will let the court decide that. The court has this report and will make that decision.
Let's put it this way. If you don't have a legal foundation to surveil somebody and you keep doing it, is that bad?
Absolutely.
Is that spying?
It's not. It's illegal surveillance. It's not court-authorized
whatever
surveillance.
Whatever illegal surveillance means, they did it.
Illegal surveillance. Right. So illegal surveillance. What do you call that? I mean, what's another word for that? What's another word for illegal surveillance? Spying. Right. I mean, that's the other word for it. Spying. But hey, you know, let's just call it illegal surveillance. Actually, I like illegal surveillance. It works because sometimes spying can be legal. Right. But illegal surveillance is never legal. So I actually prefer that illegal surveillance because there's nothing legal about illegal surveillance ever. There can be legal spying, of course, but it shouldn't be on American citizens. It should be on foreign people. But there's never a time ever where there's going to be justified illegal surveillance because the first word, illegal, makes it what? Illegal. Exactly right. And if it's illegal surveillance, then it's what? Spying, but it's illegal spying. So call it spying, call it surveillance, whatever you want to do, call it however you want to put it. It's up to you. Whatever word you want to use, it's fine. Teaching my kids how to read. We play all kinds of word games. I'm cool with it. Spying, surveillance. The key word, though, is illegal. That's the key word. And yet over at CNN, the Lester Cuomo wants you to believe there was zero spying by the FBI. Zero, period, 0.0, cut 11.
Trump is the victim. All right. That was what was promised from this IG's report. 476 pages. No Trump as victim. Trump even says that that's what this says. It doesn't. He's lying to you about the report. Please do yourself the favor. Do the homework. He's lying to you. You can discover it if you want. Just like there was no proof of him being a victim in the 568-page report that the IG put out in June of last year, even though they told you it would. It wasn't there in the 412 pages of the declassified Carter Page FISA application. There were mistakes, but he was no victim. The 83 pages that examined James Comey's behavior.
What are you going to do?
Behavior.
Mistakes.
The 39-page report that examined Andrew McCabe. This president and his attorney general are distorting fact and playing suspicion. But the truth is just not that complicated. People around this president have been up to no good from the start. The institutions that are designed to catch that worked. The only question is what should be the consequence? There is no proof of spying. Zero. And we'll take you through it with an FBI vet who's owed an apology by our president. Next.
Unbelievable. You see, everything I just laid out for you to prove that they're spying, the Lester Cuomo just dismisses it. I guess it's lesser surveillance. It's lesser spying. Still surveillance. It's because it's illegal, right? Oh, man. Is that the full Lindsey Graham cut, by the way, with the illegal surveillance? That's the full cut, right?
Yes.
I just... I'm amazed. I didn't know. Lesser spying. That might be a new term. Lesser surveillance. They send in people to give briefings, but they're not actually there to give briefings. They're there to get information. So you send somebody in under a different... So they have the guise of doing one thing. They actually do something else, which is to get information from you. What would you call that? Spying? Lesser spying. Because they're not... There's no one got shot. No one got killed. I think what Cuomo's trying to say is that in order for it to be spying, somebody has to die. It has to be a car chase.
Yes.
Right? Somebody has to jump out of an airplane. There has to be a hot babe involved. Like, he's basically thinking of a James Bond movie.
So you're just going to say that, yes.
And if none of those things take place, then it's not spying. Not spying.
No.
So they come in. They do illegal surveillance on Carter Page. It's not justified, any of the surveillance. The inspector general says it's illegal surveillance. Lester Cuomo says, but that's still not spying. Right. Now, if they had shot Carter Page, or Carter Page had slept with a Bond villain, now that would be spying. Otherwise, it's just lesser surveillance. Got it? It's unbelievable.
Jason Bourne was a spy, right?
Jason Bourne was a spy, right. So maybe that's what the lesser's alluding to. Somebody had to lose their memory, fall off a ship, be found in the ocean. People should have beat up.
No proof of spying. Zero. No,
zero.
And we'll take you through it with an FBI vet who's owed an apology by our president. Next.
Next.
Nobody got hit with a poison dart in the neck. Nobody had a shoe thrown at them. Nobody had a hat thrown at them. Not a single car went over a cliff in this entire ordeal. This is Cuomo's logic. Nobody at any point jumped out of an airplane. There were no chases through the streets of Italy.
It's true.
Where was the chase in Venice that went through the canals? I didn't see it. No spying. That's his standard. You got to have that. Otherwise, not spying. Were there canal chases? No, not spying. It's very, very simple. Was there a piece of art stolen at any point during this? Well, I don't believe so. Well, then clearly it's no spying. Well, they did send FBI agents in, though, under the cover of giving a briefing to get information to bring back to the government under false pretenses. Yeah, no, not spying. Unless during the course of that, one of them got a poison or sleep dart in the neck. Sleep dart's okay, too. In the neck. Psh, drop down. That would make it spying. The Lester Cuomo's definition of spy. He's like a kid with the Bazooka Joe comics and you get the little spy glasses. Remember that?
Yes.
You had to send in 175 bazooka gum wrappers.
Did you do that?
Of course I did. And you pay free shipping.
You get the low energy.
You pay for shipping too.
You get the low energy, spy glasses.
I think they had mirrors so you could see behind you, I believe is what they were.
Yeah.
Those low energy spy glasses, you know, the lesser in his mind, that's spying. So somebody would have had to walk in the room, stand with their back to Trump, look at him through the glasses, the Bazooka Joe glasses, then it would have met the lesser's criteria for spying. Oh, it's unbelievable.
He really is the gift that keeps on giving, isn't he?
It's amazing.
In this holiday season.
You know, to use the Fredo Corleone mob thing, he would never know that the FBI's in the parking lot taking pictures of the license plates, writing down the license plates. He'd be like, they're not spying, writing down license plates. They're making sure the cars are inspected. These are hardworking government agents who are making sure that our cars are properly inspected so we don't have any brake issues. No, you idiot. They're writing down license plates to know who's going to be at the wedding of Corleone's daughter, your sister. Henry's in Bridgeport. Henry, good morning.
Morning, Rich. How are you today?
Good, buddy.
Good. All I wanted to say was, you know, the stupidity that he shows us is proof why Fredo never became head of the family.
He couldn't because the government would have taken him down in like 10 minutes.
He's just too stupid. He's a moron.
He'd be on the phone and he'd be like, oh, that's interesting. There's a white van right outside. Oh, it's just dry cleaning. Let's talk about the heist we're going to pull off tomorrow at 5 p.m.
What was the movie Matilda? They're cops, Mom. They're speedboat salesmen.
Right, exactly. Thanks, Henry. Appreciate it, bud. 855-839-1210. That's an obscure reference. Matilda. Wow.
Matilda reference.
Real deep cut.
Monday's movie.
Since I'm off tomorrow, we have a family commitment tomorrow. I'll get a lot of Friday flack, but it's not that. It's a family thing I got to do. But, no, it's the idiot would be on the phone. Like, they're doing the Lufthansa heist.
Yeah.
He'd be like, all right, here's the deal. We're going to show up at the airport with guns drawn. Are you on a phone, a landline? Yeah, but it's okay. No one's spying on me. What is that white van outside? Dry cleaning.
Yeah.
It says dry cleaning.
Duh.
People need to get their clothes cleaned. Zero spying. And then they'd show up at the airport to rob the Lufthansa, and then they'd be surrounded by government agents and go, you know, they weren't actually dry cleaners, you idiot. Nobody was actually coming to deliver dry cleaning.
There's no proof of spying. Zero. And we'll take you through it with an FBI vet.
Listen, yes, I'm on the phone, but I'm in the middle of a public park and no one's around except for a clown with balloons 5 feet away from me who keeps talking into his wrist. But there's no way that that guy is a government agent.
It's just a clown. You know?
So let's go on about the assassination. Here's what needs to happen tomorrow. When you kill him tomorrow at 4 p.m. and shove his body into the back of a car and drive that car off the pier, Pier 6, at the dock in Newark, get off at Route 78, take exit 9. Remember,
great details.
Go through security and tell them you are here to make a deposit. If you see any black sedans, don't sweat it. They're there all the time. Zero spying. Lester Colby, the dumbest mob operative in history. They would have took him down at 8 minutes. 8 minutes. The FBI would have loved him. They would have just kept toying with him. Like, you know what? We keep stopping this idiot's plans, but let's keep this going. Like, they would never arrest him. They'd get everybody else.
Yep.
Everybody would show up to the Lufthansa heist. They'd arrest everybody, bring it down, but except him. He'd be back at the mansion going, what happened? Well, the FBI showed up. But there was no spying, right? No. It was just a random. The FBI happened to be driving by. And they saw the heist happen.
The giant microphone.
Yeah. It was just one of those things.
It
right place,
happens.
Right time.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yep.
And they would just keep letting him make more dumb plans, and they would just stop every single one of them. And at no point would the lesser mobster realize, they're on to you, idiot. Until the entire crime family was taken down. Oh, man. Unbelievable. 855-839-1210. Listen, we're doing nonstop talk.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
Now, a lot of people in politics wonder if Joe Biden uses his brain. And the answer to that is no. How do I know? Because Joe Biden confirmed it yesterday at a town hall meeting when he admitted that he does not use his brain before he speaks. Cut 9.
I got in trouble with some of the things that I said, but I want to tell you, just be straight up. If I'm your president, with me, it starts here in my gut, goes to my heart, and then I articulate it. I don't trust people who, in fact, to stay with me if it starts here. And doesn't ever work its way down to the heart.
Amen.
People that start thoughts in their brain, where thoughts are supposed to come from, that's not what he does. He uses his gut bacteria, the healthy flora. He's like a commercial for one of those probiotics,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
This is why I eat yogurt. You know, when he loses the presidency, he can take over for Jamie Lee Curtis and do those yogurt commercials.
Yep.
You got to have strong gut bacteria so you make good decisions like I do. It starts here in the gut. And with 1 billion active probiotics every day in Chobani, I always like those probiotic commercials are great. They say now that the gut bacteria is the secret to health and happiness, you know.
Really?
I've heard that a lot. Well, because why think in the brain, where the brain actually uses things like neurons to form thoughts, when you can get little gut bacteria to tell you what to do? And for only $49.99, we're going to send you 10 billion live active probiotic samples.
It's a deal.
It's a deal. These babies are going to keep your gut active and keep you regular. Me and Jamie Lee Curtis together. Joe Biden and Jamie Lee Curtis for Activia.
Straight up, if I'm your president, with me, it starts here in my gut, goes to my heart, and then I articulate it.
It doesn't even hit the brain, actually, if you notice that. It goes gut, heart, mouth.
Yep.
It skips the brain entirely, his words. Yeah. There literally is no point where a Joe Biden thought ever goes near his brain.
No.
Not any point in the process. Gut, heart, voice box. Gut, heart, voice box. Joe, you want to send it up to the frontal lobes, the frontal cortex, maybe for a little examination? Nope. Gut, heart, voice box. Say it with me. Gut, heart, voice box.
I don't trust people who, in fact, stay with me if it starts here.
I don't trust people that use what's called the brain to think.
Yeah,
and says, formulate ideas.
He says, starts here, and
he points to his head. I don't trust people that use that brain thing.
I don't trust people who, in fact, to stay with me if it starts here and doesn't ever work its way down to the heart.
Yeah. I start gut, then heart, then it comes right at my mouth. Unfiltered, uncensored. I don't allow the executive function of my frontal lobes to do any sort of analysis on anything I say. Why would let the brain get involved with my gut instincts? Wow, that is amazing. Joe Biden, the new probiotic flora spokesman. At no point do words, do thoughts ever go through his brain.
Nope.
They never go through that filter.
Why bother?
Why bother? Let's see now. In the courts, the course of yesterday's hearing, a number of things came out. And then last night we had the impeachment show. So it was a very, very busy day on television, as you can imagine. There was a rock star yesterday, I thought, Debbie Lesko, Arizona Congresswoman Republican. She did a great job. She really lays out why it is that the president, this whole impeachment thing is such nonsense. She does an excellent job of this. Three cuts for you of her. I wanted to get kind of the whole thing. If you, like me, think this impeachment is nonsense, her thoughts on how she just perfectly lays this out, really, really well done. Cut 10.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. If anyone is guilty of abusing power or obstructing Congress around here, it's the Democrats, not the president. This is the most corrupt, rigged railroad job I've seen in my entire life. First, we now have proof that Obama's FBI doctored evidence and used knowingly false opposition research paid for by the Democrats and Hillary Clinton to spy on the Trump campaign. Then Obama's administration started an investigation against Trump that lasted nearly 2 years based on false claims by Adam Schiff and other Democrats that Trump colluded with Russia. They issued 2,800 subpoenas, 500 warrants, and spent over $25 million of taxpayer dollars and came up with nothing. In fact, the Mueller report determined that no American citizen, let alone the President of the United States, colluded with Russia. But that didn't stop the Democrats. Oh, no. Next, it was obstruction of justice, then quid pro quo, then bribery, then extortion, then witness tampering, then treason, and the list goes on and on. It would be laughable if it wasn't so serious.
You know, yesterday, the vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi, admitted that impeachments were going on for 22 months. And in the course of that 2.5 years, all those things that Congresswoman Lesko laid out, they have been part of the go after Donald Trump package, right? She's only getting started, though. She did a really great job yesterday. Cut two.
On top of that, Democrats rigged the process from the start. First, contrary to all previous impeachment hearings, Speaker Pelosi moved fact witness hearings to Chairman Schiff, where the president had no due process rights to listen to or cross-examine witnesses. Schiff conducted closed-door hearings in a basement room where he repeatedly blocked Republican Congress members from entering, including me, rejected Republican witness requests, silenced Republicans when they tried to ask witnesses questions, and constantly leaked selective details to the press. Not until the hearings reached the Judiciary Committee did the Democrats allow the president to even have a chance to hear or cross-examine witnesses. But by then it was too late, because Chairman Nadler blocked the president from any due process by refusing to bring forward any fact witnesses the president could cross-examine, and Chairman Nadler refused to schedule a minority hearing, again violating House rules. Here are the facts. There is no evidence the president committed any impeachable offense. Not one Democrat fact witness was able to identify a crime. Not one Democrat witness established that the president committed bribery, treason, or any high crime and misdemeanor as required under the Constitution.
You know, everything she's saying here is great, and it's not going to get any national media attention. She won't be recognized by the national media. They'll ignore all of her points here. But come on, you know, think about if this was done to your guy, if you're not a Trump person, if this was done to your guy, how you would feel. It's insane to think we're going down this road as a country. I'm telling you right now, Every president is going to wind up getting impeached now. This is going to be the political punishment. Impeachment is going to become the political punishment used. Whoever has the White House and the opposite party gets the House, they're going to impeach the president. That's what's going to happen. It's going to be the new normal in our country. And the process that she lays out in terms of how Republicans were not given any opportunities whatsoever to lead a fair hearing, have witnesses and that sort of thing, that's exactly how the Senate Republicans should play the trial. Exactly how they should do it. Control the process, shut the Democrats out of it, and just use it as an opportunity to expose the corruption, the Bidens, and all of it, once and for all. Expose it all to the nation. And don't worry about giving them equal anything. Just do to them what they did to you. That's what you should do. 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. We're not taking a break. It is unprecedented in Morning Drive Radio, but this is an hour of nonstop talk.
Thanks for taking the Zioli Show with you. Rich Zioli, weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Some great tweets, by the way. You can always tweet along with the show, and sometimes we'll read tweets in the on the air for you. Let's see here now. Don says, Johnny Ola told the Lesser that it wasn't spying, and that was pretty good. Danny says, the big question is, did anybody use a Get Smart shoe phone in the spying process?
That's good.
The Lesser could stand there and go, was there a shoe phone used? No. Therefore, zero spying. Let's see. Strategic Corporal says the Lesser, Cuomo, and Goodfellas would see the helicopter and think there was an accident up on the road.
better put on ways.
Oh, I hope everybody's okay. Let me run towards law enforcement right now with cocaine all over my face and see if everyone is all right, needs any help. Not that he does cocaine in the movie, Ray Liotta, that's all. 855-839-1210. No, there was spying, and that's what came out yesterday. Was it deliberate where they said, hey, we're here to spy on you? No, but that's not how it works in real life, right? Instead, what we found out is that the Trump campaign was told they were getting an intelligence briefing, but instead, as the inspector general admitted to, they were there to gather information. Quote, the net result was one was for investigative purposes and one was purely for the intelligence briefing. The Clinton campaign got the intelligence briefing. The Trump campaign, that was the one for investigative purposes. As the House debated, the committee debated the impeachment last night. The two articles are going to send to the full House. Congresswoman Debbie Lesko did a great job. This is the final part of her comments last night. I thought she did an excellent job of surmising why this is such an incredible fraud.
Democrats have been determined to impeach the president since he was elected. In fact, 17 out of the 24 Democrat members on this very Judiciary Committee voted in favor of impeachment even before the president's phone call and before any one of these impeachment hearings took place. In closing, there is no evidence that the president committed an impeachable offense. But don't take my word for it. Take the words from a constitutional attorney who said he does not support the president and did not even vote for him. In his testimony, he said, and I quote, this would be the first impeachment in history where there would be considerable debate and, in my view, not compelling evidence of a commission of a crime. This impeachment not only fails to satisfy the standard of past impeachments, but would create a dangerous precedent. Well, folks, the Democrats have done what they set out to do. They're going to impeach the president, come heck or high water. Doesn't matter that they have no proof. Doesn't matter that 17 out of 24 Democrats on this committee already voted in favor of impeachment. Democrats don't seem to notice or care that it is not the president that has committed abuse of power or obstruction of Congress, but it is them. It's time for my Democratic colleagues to look themselves in the mirror.
Well, good job by Congresswoman Lesko. I thought that was excellent. Her summary of everything that took place, the entire process, the hearings, and the sham impeachment, and the precedent that we're setting here. But it's going to intensify today, and soon, I guess, the full House will vote on this, which is amazing. There were also other House committee hearings yesterday, including one on paid paternity and paid maternal leave. So Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the chair, I'd say the chair of the new crazy radical left, AOC, it's really her party now. She made this bizarre analogy during the hearings yesterday on paid family leave. Pregnant women, and she compared them to, I mean, this is amazing, but well, take a listen.
So no, you don't believe in a minimum wage. Do you? I take it you don't believe in health care as a right either. Is that correct?
I believe that we should help provide access to health care.
Okay. Do you believe employers should offer health care to every employee that they have?
I think that as part of a benefits package, they should determine what is the best way and what do the workers want.
Okay, so no, you don't believe it should be uniformly offered.
I think it should be what right. workers want and what employers.
Okay, so the answer is no. So, and similarly, your view on parental leave is to let the market decide. And I think what we've seen here is that the market has decided. Ms. Szabo, 80% of families don't have access and workers don't have access to paid parental leave, correct?
Paid family leave.
Paid family
care for a child or a seriously family member, about a half of moms don't have access
to paid leave. So the market's decided. And what is the most common length of parental or family paid family leave that you have seen?
In general, it's like 6 to 8 weeks, but it really depends, and there's not a great there's not a great sample
so
that tells us.
6 weeks. Do we know how long puppies are allowed to stay with their mothers after a dog has given birth?
I don't.
8 weeks.
Wow.
So the market has decided that women.
Do you know
and
how long
give-
puppies are allowed to stay with their moms?
Allowed.
What about gerbils and kitties?
Do you know how long puppies are allowed to stay with their moms? You don't? 8 weeks. Puppies.
Do we know how long puppies are allowed to stay with their mothers after a dog has given birth?
I don't.
8 weeks.
8 weeks.
So the market has
puppies.
Decided that women and people who give birth deserve less time with their children.
Let me tell you what happened here, what took place, is that she said, I need an analogy. And I wanted to involve puppies because everybody loves puppies. Puppies, who doesn't love a puppy, right? Puppies make the world go round. Give me a puppy analogy. Well, puppies can stay with their moms for 8 weeks in a pet. Done. No, wait, but wait, Congresswoman. No. That's all I need.
Do we know how long puppies are allowed to stay with their mothers after a dog has given birth?
I don't.
8 weeks.
Wow.
So the market
now
has
her staff
decided.
Is going, oh my God, no, that's what we were trying to tell you was that's at a pet store. It's not a government mandate.
Paid.
And nobody's paying the dogs to keep their puppies.
Paid canine leave.
Right. The dogs, it's a Petco is what there that happens. It's that's what we're trying to. You walked out of the room too quickly, Congresswoman. It's like, I need a puppy analogy. Give me anything. Well, so when puppies are born, typically their moms stay with them for 8 weeks. And then done. No. What we're trying to say is that after 8 weeks, the babies don't need to feed on the teat anymore. No, done. All right. 8 weeks.
Well, so the market has decided that women and people who give birth deserve less time with their children than a dog. And I think that at its core has shown that the market has failed to treat people with dignity and with basic respect. And so when that happens, I think it's our job as the public to redefine the rules of society and to treat people who give birth with the dignity that they deserve.
You know, if you throw a stick at a dog who just gave birth within that 8 week period, the dog is not allowed to go fetch. In fact, you can go to jail for making the dog fetch. Did you know that?
I did not know.
Yeah,
that.
You go, hey, no. Fido, psh, fetch. 8 weeks. 8 weeks. There'll be no fetching for 8 weeks.
Wow.
You shall not make this dog fetch. And, I mean, if God forbid the mailman shows up and the dog attacks the mailman, that mailman fights back in that 8 week window while the dog's got a puppy hanging from its teat. That mailman's losing his job. You know what I mean? There's no union protections for that in that 8 week period.
It's fascinating. What other facts do you know about puppies?
I know this that AOC. During that 8 week period, you can bring your dog to work and breastfeed. Make the dog's allowed to breastfeed at work. Your office has to provide a lactation room for the dog.
Are you making this up?
It's totally true. 100% true.
This is Rich AOC.
at Petco. They have to have a lactation station for the dog.
If you're just tuning into the Zioli Show, sarcasm alert.
Sarcasm alert. 8 weeks. Do you know how long puppies are allowed to stay with their mom? 8 weeks. That is the future president, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Yes.
After the 8 weeks, those puppies are on their own. You know what I mean? Like, right. It's not like they're around for 18 years.
But at that point, they're ripped away from their mother's breast, and they are given to another family. Exactly. So, you know, unlike a kid in America who, you know, mom may have to go to work and the kid may have to go to daycare, puppies are ripped from their mother's arms.
Put in cages,
sold, placed with families. But in that 8 week period, is it not heavenly? Is it not heaven?
They can't even see sometimes.
Right, they're blind. I mean, sometimes, you know, the runt of the litter gets killed. But no, it's great to be a puppy in America. Better than human beings. Until 8 weeks is over, then they're sold like, you know, dogs.
No, it's what?
Now, Bernie Sanders was not there with her yesterday because Bernie Sanders was having a town hall meeting. It did not go very well, but he had a lot of people turn out. And by a lot of people, I mean a couple dozen. He had a huge plan to do a town hall meeting. But as they reported on it, the Sanders rally draws crowd, falls flat. He returned to a town hall meeting at the Reno Sparks Convention Center. The standing room only crowd of about 900 people featured both staunch Bernie supporters and undecided voters looking to gain some perspective. However, though, what happened, unfortunately, is that it was a major screw up with the media. People were not allowed in the room. And as the event began, Sanders arrived on stage. The assembled crowd stood and cheered. But there was a lot less enthusiasm, as the newspaper notes, a lot less enthusiasm than they had at past rallies for the candidate. And he delivered statements about the need to cancel all student debt. Camera crews played on their showed people on their phones. Audience members sitting on stage behind the candidate were seeming to zone out as Bernie was speaking. Even though his speech did not deviate far from his usual stump speeches, Sanders did discuss Nevada's Ruby Mountains, saying we must leave fossil fuels in the ground. He also emphasized the need to address the past treatments of Native Americans and spoke to concerns about homelessness. Although they promoted the event as a town hall meeting and had mics set up facing the audience, there were no questions other than pre-screened questions. A town hall style discussion never took place. After his stump speech, the event quickly closed down. There was no chance for attendees to speak or share their concerns with the presidential hopeful. They whisked him out of the room, and that was that. Here's a little audio from Bernie at the event yesterday.
Well, to understand what I mean, because this phrase Medicare for All is thrown around a lot, I want you to understand what I mean. And I wish I could tell you I invented the concept. I didn't. It exists in one form or another all over the world. What it means is that we are going to end all premiums in this country for you and your employer.
He is literally eating the microphone. Did you notice that?
No,
oh my God.
He's literally eating the microphone. Everybody's on stage bored because he's eating the microphone and he's clearly angry that the crowd is not more engaged.
No more premiums, which are really nothing more than a tax imposed by the insurance companies. We're going to end all copayments.
What?
We're going to end the insanity. And again, think outside of the box here. The insanity of something called deductible.
Deductible.
What a deductible is about, it says, oh, well, you have
insurance. I can't understand
you.
Step back from the microphone. We're going to end, what? And then, you and the, and that, and then we're going to do that thing. And who doesn't want to do that? And then you want fries?
We can't understand you.
Is that a medium? Wait, so that's a six-piece nugget, a quarter pounder, and Diet Coke. Come around to the first window. That's what he
sounds like.
He sounds like he's taking an order.
It does.
Right?
Yeah. Those.
He's just so upset. He's so angry.
There's drive-through microphones.
Yeah, he's right.
Why are you people not loving this? This is amazing. And this crowd, I got all these hotties up front, hats on, and they look like they're going to fall asleep. How about no deductible, baby? Huh? What did you say?
Get some route.
I'm going to use this word. It's going to make you hot. Deductible.
Something called deductible.
Now, it's 17 syllables when I say it. Deductible.
The insanity of something called deductible.
We are going to kill the deductible. How does this not fire your people up? Is this thing on? I don't get a little closer to the microphone. Is this thing on?
We can't understand.
Can you hear me?
No, we can't understand.
We're going to end doctors and we're going to also give away the thing at the end.
Step away from the microphone. We can't understand you.
It's like a child when he gets
deductible.
Amazing.
Deductible.
You, with the Bernie B, are you like me? Do you hate the deductible?
Deductible.
Because I'm going to get rid of the deductible just for you.
Deductible.
We're going to deduct the deductible. Say it with me. Deduct the deductible. Deduct the deductible.
It's three syllables.
It's three syllables.
He added 17 syllables to it.
Deductible.
Nobody says it.
Nobody says it that way, right? No. All the questions were pre-screened, so when it was over, they took him out of the room. They took it out of the room. And that was the end of that.
Oh, my God.
Let me spell this for you. Like D like a D. Duck, like a duck, like a little duck.
It's not like a duck, though.
A tabo?
No, it's the...
And then, an L.
No, it's...
And then an E. You put it all together, what do you get? Deductible! Right, am I right? We hate the deductibles. Oh, maybe you can't hear me, so I'm going to try to get a little closer to the microphone.
No,
here. The one thing I don't know is that puppies get 8 weeks of paid leave and no deductibles.
That's AOC, that's not Bernie.
A dog doesn't pay a deductible. No deductibles for dogs.
It's sad to see Bernie's fall. He used to pack arenas, remember?
Yeah.
Now he's got 900 people and a crowd looks bored and he's yelling into the microphone. Is that the end of that?
No, there's more.
Oh, good.
What a deductible is about is says, oh, you have insurance, but you're going to have to pay the first $5,000 or $10,000 out of your own pocket. And if you can't pay that, you don't have any insurance. How insane is that?
He treats a deductible like it's a
we are going.
What a deductible says is, the deductible says, I'm not leaving until you pay like a ransom. We're going to defeat the deductible. Sir, it's not a villain. It's a thing you pay. You don't have to shatter the deductible. It's go ahead.
We are going to end all out-of-pocket expenses for working people in this country.
Yeah, in the crowd. Yeah. Ooh.
And I'll tell you what else we're going to do. Medicare is a very strong and good program. It is the most popular health insurance program in this country. But it needs to be improved. So what we are going to do is expand Medicare for all to include dental care.
Dental care.
Dental care. I'm tired of bad breath and the gum disease. Gingivitis.
Dental care.
There'll be no deductible for dental care to treat gingivitis.
Dental care. To include hearing aids.
Hearing aids, because your people here can't hear me unless I yell into the microphone.
We can hear you.
Hearing aids.
You're distorting your voice.
Turn yours on. You in the front.
Hearing aids.
Oh, man.
Hearing aids.
Is that the end?
No, there's like 20 seconds left.
To include eyeglasses. And very importantly, to include home health care.
it is.
There it is. No deductibles for dental care or gingivitis. It's amazing.
To include eyeglasses.
Not shot glasses. I gotta be very clear with that. The shot glasses though will be after on the Bernie bus. So you ladies in the back there, you young hottie socialists, we'll have shot glasses. Does anybody ever notice America's mother-in-law with her glasses, their eyeglasses? No deductible for eyeglasses.
To include eyeglasses.
He's just out of his mind. Oh my God.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
I got to get to the news, but let me just quickly go to Lori and Ringo's. Yes, Lori.
Yeah, have we ever heard Bernie talk without a microphone or amplifying device? Because I have a theory that if you take that away, he still sounds like that.
You think so? The amplifying device does nothing for him, actually. That's his voice.
It's some kind of his voice box is unique.
Thanks,
and
Lori.
Could you do Bernie saying in network, out of network?
Let me try. Hang on. If we go something like this, I guess.
There'll be no deductibles in network or out of network.
Like that. Is it be like a crescendo like that? All right. Thank you very much. 855-839-1210. Yeah, imagine if they go, the whole time he's like,
I don't understand why you people can't hear me. Is this thing on? No, it's not on. Oh, this is just how I sound. Oh, okay. No deductibles in network, out of network, in the parking lot, outside, inside, up, down, in between. No deductibles for puppies.
Deductible.
No deductible. I will defeat the deductible. You and me, deductible. I'm going to kick you where it hurts, deductible man.
It's not a villain, Megaphone Bernie.
I, Megaphone Bernie, will defeat deductible.
Deductible.
I will see you out back, deductible, and you will pay the price. Deductible.
Deductible.
All right, Dawn, what's cooking today on this Thursday?
Oh, we got a lot cooking. 28 degrees right now, but bright, sunny skies. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Zeoli Show News brought to you by Cherry Hill Volvo. So Philadelphia police beefing up patrols around synagogues and other places of worship after Tuesday's deadly shootout at a Jewish market in Jersey City. Six people killed, including a police detective. Investigators say the Jersey Jewish market was targeted and the two shooters planned that deadly attack. Police looking into whether or not they were motivated by hatred for Jews as well as police. President Trump making history yesterday on the first day of Hanukkah, signing an executive order requiring colleges and universities to protect Jewish students from anti-Semitic discrimination or they'd lose federal funds. So if you missed Zeoli's brilliant insight and coverage of this emotional ceremony, which included many famous Americans, Jewish and evangelicals, I want to remind you of Zeoli's podcast. You can always listen back to that. It's you don't want to miss
you
it.
You cried yesterday.
I did. It was just beautiful, and all the different people just speaking out.
Because the president brought this little boy up, and the little boy didn't know. It was so cute. He talked about how they pulled him out of school.
Pulled him out of school.
During lunch.
And the president was like, here, go ahead. You know, it was just, there were adorable moments. But it was very emotional for many Jews and religious leaders, both evangelical and Jewish, who talked about the importance of this. So there were some really, it was a touching news conference. But anyway, I love listening back to the podcast myself, especially on days like this.
You know who was very, gave a lot of praise to the president for this? David Duke. Not really. That's sarcasm. Does anybody really need me to clarify that sarcasm?
By the way, NPR's headline, Trump signs order against anti-Semitism at colleges, worrying free speech advocates.
No, it's not. Doesn't worry free speech. I went through that.
I know. That's why you got to listen to Zeoli's podcast.
I said if Dershowitz was there, Dershowitz would never sign onto it if it hurt free speech. It's the best example best evidence you can use for that.
Yeah, the Dersh saying this made American history.
Yes.
Yeah. You know,
he said, you will
that.
Be remembered for this. Yes. You will go down in history for this, Mr. President.
Well, Closer to home, a Philadelphia father now facing gun charges after the shooting of his own son. Prosecutors say Aleem Gillard wasn't supposed to even have a gun since he's a convicted felon. So prosecutors say this all started when the dad showed the gun to his three kids, a daughter and twin sons. They're all teenagers. Prosecutors say one of the twin sons accidentally, tragically, shot his brother while playing with the gun. Now, the teen was originally charged with murder, if you remember the story that I had reported. But yesterday, in a surprising move, District Attorney Larry Krasner announcing the teen who accidentally pulled that trigger is innocent, saying the father is the one to blame. So what's interesting in this story is one crime and justice reporter known for asking very tough questions in those kind of news conferences was banned from entering Krasner's news conference yesterday afternoon. This is reporter Kristen Johansson of our sister station, KYW News Radio. She says she showed her ID, signed in as usual, but then was told, nope, you may not enter. No reason why. No reason given. So first, Krasner claims nobody was banned. Spokesperson Jane Rowe at first claims only reporters who requested comment on this case were invited. But then other reporters who did cover it and were allowed in said, no, we didn't ask specifically for this. So later, Rowe then changed what she said, citing security protocols as part of the reason Johansson was denied access. So KYW News Radio releasing a stern statement to deny access to a reporter who covers the crime and justice beat in our city raises questions about how this district attorney's office views a fair and free press. So very interesting. It's not getting national coverage like, you know, when Jim Acosta had, you know, when he spoke out. So in any event, very interesting. Speaking of something that doesn't smell right, Pennsylvania officials creating a new task force to find out what that horrible smell is in Delaware County. So they've been inundated with 911 calls and complaints. Residents report it's a sudden, powerful, strange odor, mostly within a 5-mile stretch along the Delaware River from Tinicum to Marcus Hook, an area home to a number of, yes, industries, but a lot of residential areas. And people are just online. It's gone viral, saying it smells like sewage. Others say it smells like horse manure. Others say, one lady said, it smells like you're at the zoo. It's really, really bad.
Let me tell you what it is.
Yes?
Jersey. Cut to the chase.
Coming down the river.
Exactly.
An alert from PA health officials. 31 people sick with salmonella after eating pre-cut fruit from Taylor Cut Produce in New Brunswick, New Jersey. So if you have that fruit, they say throw it out.
I say throw all fruit out.
And stop. Secret Service warning about fake $100 bills as the holiday season gets into full swing. So $100 bills, they say about 50 grand in counterfeit money passes weekly through the Philadelphia region, but that has gone up within the past week.
These dollars are counterfeit. Don't use counterfeit dollars to pay your deductible.
Deductible.
So it's just a public service announcement from Bernie Sanders.
Thank you. Finally, did you notice the bright full moon? We saw it as we drove in the darkness this morning. December's full moon is the last one of this decade. NASA says it reached peak fullness at 12:12 a.m. on this 12th day of the 12th month of the year. Algonquin tribes named it the cold moon, longest night of the year. And astrologers say the full moon rose in Gemini. You know, I have to bring in the Gemini. President Trump is a Gemini. Predicting transformation and changes after shining a light on lies and liars. So that's, I love the beaver moon, the full moons. Anyway, I'll get to eyewitness weather. We've got today's going to be chilly.
I love the beaver moon. That's what I love.
I've always been fascinated with
it's a beaver moon kind of night for Bernie.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, give us the weather. Let's go.
So here we go. 38 and sunny today. Very bright, sunny, brisk day. We warm up in the mid-40s tomorrow. So Cherry Hill Volvo, When buying a luxurious new Volvo, you deserve a luxury experience. Cherry Hill Volvo delivers every time. Stop by today. See their beautiful lineup of vehicles, including XC60 and 90. Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter. I'm Dawn, Zioli Show News.
Thank you, Dawn. Coming up next, New Jersey wants to give driver's licenses for illegal immigrants. There's going to be a press conference on it at 9 o'clock. I'm going to talk to Assemblyman Hal Wirtz about that and why this is a problem. And it's a big problem, and you need to know about it. I also want to let you know the impeachment of the president, which is now going to go full throttle, putting a lot of area Democrats in a very, very bad place. So what are they going to do? I'll tell you as well about the new movement to try to censure the president. And even Politico is remarking how the president seems happy, jovial, joking around, as if the impeachment is not hurting him at all. You know why? Because it isn't. But guess who's getting nasty on the campaign trail? Not just Bernie. Joe Biden. Contrast the two. Politico says the president is acting much more funny and laid back and jovial during all this. Quote, the president has started employing a joking, nonchalant public stance just as impeachment takes a more serious turn. Washington Post, Joe Biden can't escape Ukraine and is getting nasty and angry on the campaign trail, even calling that guy Fatlick. So what does that tell you about how the impeachment is hurting anybody?
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.